Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, Wonder Twin, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And on it right now, we have Mr. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. He witnessed my first, well, my second, I guess, but my first indoor full-court basketball game in a long time. Last Thursday night at 9 p.m. in Glenshaw. My shot wasn't on, Brian, but I felt pretty spry. I felt like I belonged there. I felt like I could help my team win. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, you hit some shots, Joe, and it was great having you out there. I think you're welcome back anytime. I think the
great bunch of guys
liked you. Yeah, very calm, no bickering, no animosity towards anybody. But thanks for coming. And let's set the stage for people here. If you've ever encountered this in a pickup basketball game, let me know. Joe walks up and grabs four of us and says, can you guys run an out-of-bounds play for me? Can we practice an inbounds play that I want to work on?
Yeah.
And we did.
And it's a great play.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
No, I don't think you guys were very cooperative.
That's why you're the best, Joe.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was really fun, and I plan to go back out there. All right, Brian. And you played really well, by the way. I thought you might have been the best player on the court that night.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Limits, have you played with this guy?
I have not, but I've heard the lore of the basketball games.
Yeah, he was the guy that you felt like you had to stop if you were going to win the game. I was his teammate at first, which I enjoyed immensely, and then we were on opposite teams.
I think intern Dom has received more invites to the basketball game than I have.
Intern Dom checked in on the mailbag today. He's in his 11th year at Syracuse. He's still in college.
He's a super senior.
And he asked me, who's the most hateable TV villain of all time? Either one of you have an answer for Dom? I said J.R. Ewing, geez. No relation to Patrick from Dallas, which was way before either one of you were born. Any ideas? Anybody? Limits?
Yeah, I mean, probably the skinhead dude at the end of Breaking Bad. That was actually one of my issues with the end of Breaking Bad was they introduced that guy, Jack, I think his name was. He was basically like a gangster, neo-Nazi, biker kind of guy. And he was just, there was no depth to the character whatsoever. A lot of times in the best TV dramas, you have complicated villains where 99% of you is like, this is the worst person ever. But 1% of you is like, oh, I can kind of understand the motivations. No, this guy was just a total big bad to take down Walter White. So I guess I'd go with him, but I also just didn't love the character or the way that wrapped up.
Negan from The Walking Dead is by far the answer for me.
There you go.
He was, man, he turned that show around.
I will certainly let Dom know. Is he ever coming back from college this time? Limits?
Probably around Thanksgiving he'll be back. Then Christmas.
All right, Brian, what stood out to you about the news conference today? I found it funny. I thought Tomlin was lighthearted, and I thought that it sounded like he's feeling pretty good about their last performance, and I enjoyed the news conference today. Some of the lines I thought were perhaps unintentionally comical, but comical nonetheless.
Hold on.
Hold on. We have a bell ringer. There's been a trade. That means a trade.
From Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport, another wide receiver is on the move. The New Orleans Saints are sending wide receiver Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks.
The Seahawks and the Jags have jumped in here, Brian. What do we make of this?
I think that's a great move for the Seahawks. I mean, that guy's just a straight-up burner, stretch the field. Early in his career, he was much more of a special teamer, and he's sort of settled
in. He's waving to me again. What happened now?
Whoa!
About ring the bell. What do we have here, Limits? What's going on?
We have our blockbuster trade.
Tell me.
Huge trade. The New York Jets are trading cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for 2 first-round picks.
Holy ostrich milk.
The Jets just signed into a 4-year extension in the offseason, $120 million, and now they trade Sauce Gardner, an all-pro player, to the Colts.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Too much sauce. Too much sauce.
That
Colts
is
needed it.
Huge.
Wow.
The Colts that, needed I'm, it bad. I'm, and how about the Steelers lucking out a little bit here? They get the Colts 1 week after. Or excuse me, 1 week before, obviously, the Colts trade for Sauce Gardner 1 week after facing the Steelers. So, yeah, that is certainly I think that's the biggest name that's going to be on the move today. And it's always interesting, too, as much as we want to go through the hypotheticals and speculate until we're blue in the face, did any of even the floating head insiders, you know, not like me, the ones with ties on and nice suits and they've got hundreds of thousands of followers, did any of them have Sauce Gardner getting moved at the deadline?
This is a legitimate shocker. And I think Indianapolis, I commend them for going completely all in with a move like that. Man, do I love that move. Would you have done that if you were the Steelers?
No, I don't think so.
How long's he signed for?
Well, he just signed that extension, so at least the next 4 years.
I would have done it in a second.
2 firsts?
You tell that
when you don't have a when you don't have a quarterback moving forward for a corner?
You tell that guy to go cover the other team's best player. You don't worry about the game any. It's like Darrell Revis. That's half the field gone.
You need your first round picks to be able to get a quarterback in the next 2 years. I would never do that.
Who are you going
to
get? Drew Aller? There are no quarterbacks
next year. He immediately
Fernando Mendoza? Who are you going to get?
What about the year later when you don't have a first-round pick?
What about the all-in year? What about all-in?
Yeah, you can be
all-in,
but not
be
stupid.
What? Brian, what'd you say?
They've never been all-in this year. They're hoarding these picks.
It seems like they are with the nature of the people that they're trading for and picking up. Not the least of which is Aaron Rodgers.
That makes you all in now? Getting a guy for, $10 million guaranteed?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey.
Taking a stab at it.
They're definitely taking a stab at it. DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, even though he hasn't turned out. Yes, I look at this as pretty much all in. The only thing that didn't agree with that was George Pickens, and I think they felt addition by subtraction. Now, the good thing is, I will acknowledge that Omar it only really has a 1-year attachment to a lot of these guys, but that doesn't mean it's not all in for this year. I don't care about picks. No. I don't. How come when it comes to the Pirates or things like that, people are like, who cares about picks or prospects? I want players right now for this deal. Sauce Gardner? Who's a better one-on-one?
Comparing draft picks in Major League Baseball is pretty different.
Well, prospects. Compare prospects to draft picks.
I guess that's slightly more similar. But
give me a guy who's in the prime of his career who might be the best cover corner in all of football that you have for the next 4 years. And yes, I'm giving up 2 first-round picks. So do we think Indy made a bad trade then?
Possibly. That's a lot to give up, but I do think, like City Limits said, they probably feel pretty good about bringing back Danny Dimes now, although that Steelers game on Sunday had to have given at least some pause with the way that he played. But, no, I mean, to go back to the all-in discussion, I think if the Steelers were truly, quote-unquote, all-in, they wouldn't be sitting on all of these picks for next year. They would have dealt them away for something already. They do care about the picks. You can disagree with that from an analyst or a fan perspective, but
I think you can
be
all in.
Still very much balancing the now and the future.
Sure. But I think you can be, I mean, I guess it's your definition of all in. To me, the definition for the Steelers this year is let's collect a bunch of vets that we think are really talented and try to win it all this year. And I think they should make a deal, just one, that fits with that narrative. And I would have made this one. So, Limits, do you think that, I'm assuming you think Indy made a bad deal?
No, that's just not what I think is the appropriate deal for the Steelers.
Oh.
Just because a good deal for the Colts is a good deal for them doesn't mean it would be a good deal for the Steelers.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because I feel like the Colts are in a better position at quarterback than the Steelers are right now moving forward with that draft capital. I would much rather have those two draft picks, or at least one draft pick over the next 2 years, to be able to draft my next franchise quarterback, which you still don't have, where if you're the Colts, the way Daniel Jones is playing at a very high level, they might be able to convince themselves he's still younger, fits in that system, he can be their guy moving forward. The Steelers don't have that. So I would not have traded those two first draft picks. No,
where are they going to get that?
I don't think Sauce Gardner, if they traded for him, would make this a Super Bowl team. I don't believe that.
And they just kicked the Colts' ass.
Okay.
So the Colts are better than the Steelers?
I'm not saying that the Colts are better than the Steelers.
But they have a realistic shot for the. They had a realistic shot for the Super Bowl, but the Steelers didn't?
No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the draft picks. I would not want to give up that type of capital for somebody that I don't believe puts my team over the top. And I don't think Sauce Gardner would put them over the top.
So the Colts were that the Colts were that close to getting put over the top, but the Steelers weren't.
Apparently they believe that, yeah.
Well, do you believe that is the question?
For the Colts? No, I don't. But that doesn't constitute it as a bad deal.
The Colts are essentially all in now. They're the all-in team.
Yes,
right
they
now,
are.
When you look at this move. And, yeah. And they also have a much cheaper defense than the Steelers do. The first time that Sauce Gardner gave up a catch in a Steelers jersey, you and everybody else would be yelling, this $250 million defense can't stop anybody.
So, no.
No.
Well, first of all, I don't think he would be giving up many catches because he's that damn good. He is.
He's not Pat Surtain. He's maybe not as good as Derek Stingley. He's good, but the Jets are what, 1-7?
You don't think he belongs very much in that conversation with those two guys as the best cover corner in football?
He belongs in it. I don't think he's the best.
He's right there. He's right there with the best.
Of the year last year.
If I was the Bills, I would have made this deal. The Indianapolis just beat out the Bills and a bunch of other teams, I would argue, including the Steelers. Unless you're a big Joey Porter guy and Darius Slay, they just beat out the Steelers for a great player.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Bills and these other teams didn't think that Gardner was worth that much. So the Colts are, they're out in front for sure. And we'll see if they're right. We'll see if that puts them over the top. And they also do have him now for years to come. The Steelers have other big cats on their defense for years to come too.
Yeah, but they can afford them because they're not going to be paying a quarterback anytime soon. They can afford to splurge like this. Here's the way I look at it. The Indianapolis Colts first round pick in 2026, Sauce Gardner. And if you want to go 27 too, and I think he's worth it. He gives them a real chance. He really does. That's half the field gone. That's Darrelle Revis on the Patriots. We just covered half the field. That's what I think, and I think the Steelers should have done it. But they didn't. When's the next bell ringer coming, Limits?
Well, we've had four in the last 5 minutes. It should be coming down the pike anytime soon.
Wait, given that one, I forgot the previous one. What was it?
Shahid, the wide receiver with the Saints, goes to Seattle. No update yet on what the return is.
I can't believe Seattle and Jacksonville snuck in here. Can you, Brian?
For teams being unable to use half the field, how did the Jets give up 38 to the Bengals, 27 to the Cowboys, 37 to the Cowboys, 27 to the Dolphins, 29 to the Bucks, 30 to the Bills, 34 to the Steelers? I mean, because it's not like Sauce Gardner is some cheat code.
Because he is a cheat. Because they're the Jets. I mean, one guy's not going to do it by himself. You're really minimizing how good this dude is.
I think you're maximizing how good he is.
I am. How old is he? Limits, can you look up his resume here?
Yeah, I think he's just 26.
He's 25.
25, actually.
He's 25, and he's a two-time first-team All-Pro, and he's 25. He's on a Hall of Fame track. So, yes, I am. I'm maximizing my opinion on him. And he's stuck on the Jets. Man, must he be happy. Imagine how happy that guy is.
He already tweeted out, New York, it's been real. He's gone.
Remember 2020, guys, when the Steelers were undefeated and they traded for that linebacker from the Jets? Was it Avery Williamson? The Jets were winless and the Steelers were unbeaten. And they traded for Avery Williamson in like early November in the COVID season. And then that season went to hell. But what are you going to do?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is Garrett Wilson healthy right now?
I don't know the latest on Garrett Wilson.
Is this
Wilson.
An all-out fire sale? If they're going to trade him, are they going to trade Garrett Wilson on the other side of the ball and get two first-rounders for him? Or one?
I mean, he's been mentioned more than Sauce, but yeah, he is dealing with some sort of injury.
Yeah, they expect him back this week. He has a knee injury right now.
Oh, my God. Would I trade a lot to get him? Garrett Wilson? If you're going to trade Sauce, you might as well trade him and just start over, Brian, right?
You know, he and Aaron Rodgers really don't like each other.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I did forget about that. But if I'm another team in either conference, really, if this is an all-out fire sale, what if this is the greatest trade deadline day in history? This is already...
Could be. They get better every year, don't they?
Yes, and this has already outdone baseball and hockey and NBA, anything from the last year.
I was just talking about NFL. I know.
It used to be nothing, and it's gotten better and better. And we still have, what do we have here, 3 hours? I think we're going to see Hendrickson gone, Crosby gone, Olave gone, and maybe guys that we never dreamed of, like Sauce Gardner gone. This is incredible.
There's the tweet, Joe.
The Raiders are going to trade Crosby.
New York, it's been real. The Greenhawks.
He sent that out within 3 seconds of being traded. New York, it's been real. Why do you think what would possibly be the reason to hang on to Max Crosby if you're the sad sack Raiders?
He's a pillar for them. I mean, he's like their TJ Watt. They love him. He says he still wants to be there. I mean, maybe with Pete Carroll coming in, and if they quickly wipe their hands of the Geno Smith situation, they can still turn things around. But I don't know. I just think that's one of those sentimental ones more than anything, even if everything on paper says, yeah, trade the guy, get a king's ransom for him.
Could be. You could be right. But from the sounds of it, man, Jason Lockenfour was on with us today with the morning show. It sounds like there's for sale signs up everywhere. There's also about 18 teams, we were looking at it, who can convince themselves, maybe not without merit, that they have a shot in the NFL right now. I think there's 9 or 10 in the AFC, and the Raiders are one of the very few that has no shot. So it's a seller's market, as we just saw, Sauce Gardner for 2 first-round picks. You put Max Crosby out there and dangle him out there, my God, the Bills might give them their entire franchise except for Josh Allen, including the stadium next year. I mean,
I will say, Joe, I quibble with one thing. I don't think this outdid the NBA trade deadline this year. Luka Doncic.
You're right about that. Well, let's see what happens here.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
A little Max Crosby here, a little Trey Hendrickson there. Limits. That was quite the bell ringer.
Hopefully we can just keep ringing them in the final hour, Joe.
Let's see what happens in the final hour. This is your spot right here. Brian Bacco, the Post-Gazette. Perfect timing.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.